This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
We will soon live in a world where brands could have edgier, even offensive names. The Supreme Court has struck down part of a law that bans offensive trademarks. It's about the 71-year-old Lanham Act, which said terms and phrases that disparage are not eligible for federal trademark protection. But the High Court has now ruled that is an infringement on the right to free speech. Case in question, an Asian American rock band called The Slants, which tried to register that name back in 2011. From Washington Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
It was a unanimous decision, and it basically means that businesses or bands can call themselves whatever they want, even if some people find it offensive.
The risk you run is people may not listen to you.
That's Mark Graber, a professor of law at the University of Maryland. Graber says the ruling is of immediate significance to the Washington Redskins football team, which made similar arguments after the Patent and Trademark Office ruled in 2014 that the name Redskins offends Native Americans and canceled the team's trademark.
The Redskins ownership has to be very happy with this decision.
So is anything fair game? Legally speaking, it appears so. This is free speech, protected by the First Amendment, and Graber says expect to see some people try to take advantage.
When you get a favorable decision, you push it. Particularly in the age of Trump, we're going to see people see how far you can push the offensive line.
The court argued that historically the Lanham Act had been applied inconsistently by the Trademark Office, and what does or does not count as disparagement shouldn't be left to the changing whims of a few patent officers.
Marketplace's Adam Allington from our Washington Bureau. Thank you very much.